Hello.
Okay, this is Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. Ms. Akiva?
Yes.
I'm calling
yes.
to schedule
yes.
your services.
Yes.
Okay, what's your, I'm just confirming your information. Date of birth is 3684.
Yes.
And your address is 5856
Osceola. Osceola. Osceola, yes.
How do you spell that for accuracy?
O-S-C-E-O-L-A.
Okay. Okay. And do you have an apartment number?
No.
Okay.
House.
Okay. One second. And would you prefer a male or a female, or does it matter?
It really don't matter.
Okay, you're gender friendly. Okay. I got you. Whatever you feel comfortable with, okay?
Okay.
And give me a schedule, something that you're looking, you know, what days are you looking to get covered, specific hours, what are you looking for?
Okay, I need to, like, I only was getting 3 hours a day.
Okay.
And then on Sundays, 4 hours, I need 6 hours a day because I cannot stand up too long, like I have to. They have to cook, and also I need laundry done, too.
Okay, so we need to add all of that to your care plan. We need to request that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're requesting laundry, more time on care plan for all tasks, including personal care, right? Bathing, dressing, grooming, everything's taking you that much longer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And have you ever had services in the past, or is this your first time applying?
No, I have services.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. All right. I just need you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready. And who's your service coordinator? Do you know who it is from Keystone?
Ms. Brown.
Ms. Brown.
My name is Ms. Brown.
All right. So we have to request more time on your care plan from her. We have to let her know that there's a change in your medical condition. And how many hours a week do you have?
I have 22 hours.
DJ. 22 hours, and you're looking to a female aide to staff all 22 hours. Got it.
And I'm trying to find a pen.
Take your time. Grab something like a notebook, notepad, somewhere where you can look back at it, okay?
Okay. I got some.
Do you have Mrs. Brown's phone number?
Yes, hold on.
Take your time. And what are you looking for? You're looking for personal care, you're looking for laundry and taking your grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Like housework. Okay.
Yeah.
Laundry, housework. And running errands. And what start times are you looking for?
Because, I was starting at 7 a.m.
Okay.
7 a.m. to about 3 o'clock, something like that. That way everything will be done.
No, talk to me. The hours that you have now, because we have to request.
I only have 7 to 10,
from
7 to 10.
Okay, so we're going to request more time, but right now we just need to focus on what you currently have so I can staff you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Brown number is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, 267-969.
Uh-huh.
0672.
Okay. You don't have an apartment number, right?
No.
Okay. And your zip code is 19144, correct?
44, yes.
Are there any minors in the home?
Yeah, a 15-year-old and 7-year-old twin.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me see if Ms. Ruth is available. I'm going to transfer you to her so she can further assist you, okay? Please hold.
Okay.
All right.
It's imperative that you clear a path to your home to make their lives a little bit easier. The winners are Jeff and Noel have been trudging through all types of weather for years. Delivered mail for the United States Postal Service. How about 15 acres?
All the elements. See out here, the cold, the rain.
So dealing with all of this snow doesn't get easier.
Layers. Lots of layers. Layers, hair warmers, foot warmers.
Hey, how you doing? Noel delivers mail to the Eastwick section of Philadelphia, and she's one of the lucky ones. Thankfully for my route, but not everybody.
Hey, I'm transferring you to Ms. Zena. Please hold.
Okay.
Our customers, you know, to look out for not only just us, but
hi, this is Zena with Family First.
Hi, I'm a patient.
Yes, you were speaking with Jasmine, right? You got transferred over?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm an intake coordinator, which means that I'll be assisting you guys until you're ready to start, so you and your caregiver. Do you have a caregiver you're coming with?
Yeah, I have a caregiver.
Okay, perfect. All right, so two things need to take place in order to transfer to an agency. The first thing is for your caregiver to complete their requirements. Okay, so I'll
what
have
do you
those...
mean? Hold up. What do you mean transform to an agency?
Transfer. Like
transfer.
To have the services to allow us to pay your caregiver, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So the first thing would be for the caregiver to complete hiring requirements to become an employee with us. And the second thing is for the insurance to send an offer.
Hold up. What agency is this?
This is Family First Care.
No.
Who did you mean to call?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
You're with an agency and you were trying to reach them?
Why are you calling me? And y'all made me confused just now.
Oh, okay. So you're with an agency, you're happy with them, and you're trying to reach them, right?
Yeah, I don't know who you are. I thought you was Miracle Baby.
Okay.
Don't call me anymore, please.
Okay.
I thought she was Miracle Maker. That's who I'm with.
Got it. Okay. Bye-bye.